Welcome to the Beard Group Corporate Restructuring Review for July 2012, brought to you by the editors of the Troubled Company Reporter and Troubled Company Prospector. In this month's Corporate Restructuring Review, we'll discuss five topics. First, last month's largest Chapter 11 filings and other statistics. Second, large Chapter 11 filings TCR editors anticipate in the near term. Third, a quick review of the major pending disputes in Chapter 11 cases that we monitor day by day. Fourth, reminders about debtors whose emergence from Chapter 11 has been delayed. And fifth, information you're unlikely to find elsewhere about new publicly traded securities being issued by Chapter 11 debtors. Part 1. July 2012 Mega Cases. Now let's review the largest Chapter 11 cases in July 2012. Danilo Munoz reports that four companies with assets exceeding $100 million filed for Chapter 11 protection in July 2012. Three of those companies listed more than $1 billion in total assets. In contrast, only one $100 million case was commenced in June 2012. Two Chapter 15 cases and one Chapter 9 case involving at least $100 million in total assets were also commenced in July. For the first 7 months of 2012, a total of 42 companies with assets in excess of $100 million have sought Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, a slight increase compared to the 38 filings during the same period in 2011, but substantially lower than the 64 mega filings during the first 7 months of 2010. So far this year, a total of 10 mega cases involved assets in excess of $1 billion. Five of those were filed in May. The largest Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing was by Dynegy Incorporated, which filed on July 6 with the Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York. Dynegy Inc. joined five affiliates, including Dynegy Holdings LLC, which filed for bankruptcy in November 2011. Dynegy Inc. listed total assets of $11.35 billion and total liabilities of $5.13 billion as of May 31, 2012. Dynegy Inc. entered bankruptcy to effectuate a settlement, which has already been approved by the Bankruptcy Court, that provides for Dynegy Inc. and Holdings to merge and for the administrative claim granted to Dynegy Inc. in the Holdings Chapter 11 case to be transferred out of Dynegy for the benefit of its shareholders. Dynegy Holdings and Dynegy Inc. filed with the Bankruptcy Court a joint Chapter 11 plan of reorganization dated July 12, 2012. Dynegy Inc. produces and sells electric energy, capacity, and ancillary services to key U.S. markets. The power generation portfolio consists of approximately 12,200 megawatts of baseload, intermediate, and peaking power plants fueled by a mix of natural gas, coal, and fuel oil. The second billion-dollar case is by Patriot Coal Corporation. The company and nearly 100 affiliates filed voluntary Chapter 11 petitions on July 9th with the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York in Manhattan. Patriot has arranged $802 million of financing to continue operations during the reorganization. Patriot is a producer and marketer of coal in the eastern United States, with 12 active mining complexes in Appalachia and the Illinois Basin. Patriot ships to domestic and international electricity generators, industrial users, and metallurgical coal customers, and controls roughly 1.9 billion tons of proven and probable coal reserves. Patriot said its business outlook has been impacted by a number of challenges that are affecting the coal industry, including reductions in the U.S. thermal coal demand due to competition from low-priced and natural gas, challenging environmental regulations affecting the cost of producing and using coal, and weaker international and domestic economies. The company has reacted to the lower domestic demand by reducing production and increasing sales to the export markets. During recent months, the cancellation of customer contracts, lower thermal coal prices, and rising expenditures for environmental and other liabilities have severely constrained the company's liquidity and financial flexibility. Patriot listed $3.57 billion of assets and $3.07 billion of debts. Orange, Florida-based Ocala Funding LLC, a funding vehicle once controlled by mortgage lender Taylor, Bean & Whitaker Mortgage Corp., filed a Chapter 11 petition on July 10, 2012, with the Bankruptcy Court for the Middle District of Florida in Jacksonville. In its Chapter 11 petition, Ocala estimated more than $1 billion in assets and debts. Ocala used to be the largest originator and servicer of residential loans. Ocala was created by Taylor Bean to purchase loans originated by Taylor Bean and sell the loans to third parties, including Freddie Mac. Ocala raised money from noteholders Deutsche Bank AG and PNB Paribas Mortgage Corp. and other financial institutions, as secured lenders through sales of asset-backed commercial paper. Prior to the Chapter 11 filing, Ocala entered into extensive negotiations with the pre-petition indenture trustee, DB, BNPP, the FDIC, and the Taylor Bean Plan Trust, with respect to a consensual plan of liquidation for Ocala, the funding of Ocala's Chapter 11 case, and certain related matters relating to the administration of the Chapter 11 case and settlement of certain disputes, the result of which was the party's execution of that certain restructuring and plan support agreement. Fiber Tower Corporation, an alternative provider of facilities-based backhaul services, principally to wireless carriers and a national provider of millimeter band spectrum services, together with its affiliates, filed for Chapter 11 protection on July 17th with the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the Northern District of Texas before Judge D. Michael Lynn, together with a plan support agreement struck with the pre-petition secured noteholders. As of June 30th, Fiber Tower's books and records reflected total combined assets at book value of roughly $188 million, and total combined liabilities of roughly $211 million. Backhaul is the transport of voice, video, and data traffic from a wireless carrier's mobile base station or cell site to its mobile switching center or other exchange point. Fiber Tower provides spectrum leasing services directly to other carriers and enterprise clients, and also offer their spectrum services through spectrum brokerage arrangements and through fixed wireless equipment partners. The plan support agreement has been executed by holders of the 2016 notes, who in the aggregate hold approximately 65% of the outstanding principal amount of the notes. In summary, the proposed plan negotiated with the holders of 2016 notes provides that holders of 2016 secured notes issued by Fiber Tower Corp. will have their claims allowed in the amount of $132 million plus interest and fees, and will receive 1. 100% of the new Fiber Tower common stock, and 2. 100% of the equity in the debtor subsidiaries. Holders of 2012 notes, general unsecured claims estimated to total $30 million, and equity interest in Fiber Tower Corp. will not receive any property under the plan. They are deemed to reject the plan. The Dynegy and Fiber Tower cases were prepackaged bankruptcies, raising the total number of prepack cases for the first 7 months of the year to 8, about 19% of the mega cases. For 2011, 13 of the 82 mega cases involved a prepackaged Chapter 11 plan as of the petition date, or about 16% of the large Chapter 11 filings. For fiscal year 2010, a total of 35 prepacks prearranged cases were filed out of the 106 bankruptcy mega cases, or about 1 in every 3 filings in 2010. For the first 7 months of 2012, the manufacturing sector continues to have the most mega bankruptcy filings, with 7, closely followed by real estate, finance, and information industries, with 5 mega filings each. For the first 7 months of 2012, the Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York was the most favored venue for mega filers with 16, followed by the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware with 9 mega filings. For 2011, the Delaware Bankruptcy Court was the most favored of bankruptcy mega cases with 38 filings, or 46% of the mega cases, followed by the Southern District of New York with 16 filings, or 19% of the mega cases, and by the Northern District of Texas with 4 filings, or 5% of the mega cases. The rest of the bankruptcy mega cases are spread evenly throughout the various bankruptcy courts. Lehman Brothers Holding Corp. remains the biggest corporate bust in history. Lehman, which filed in 2008, had $639 billion in total assets and $613 billion in total debts at the time of its filing. For 2011, the largest Chapter 11 filing was filed by MF Global Holdings Ltd. and its affiliates. As of September 30, 2011, MF Global had $41.05 billion in total assets and $39.68 billion in total liabilities. For 2012, the largest Chapter 11 filing was by Residential Capital LLC, which disclosed $15.68 billion in assets and $15.28 billion in liabilities as of March 31, 2012. That concludes Part 1 of the report. The report continues in Part 2.